Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I actually fault Derek Shelton for some of that. I think there's been a distinct, and granted, you and I just talked to Greg Brown at length about the dearth of options that they have, right? But even among less than ideal options, they have way too often, when they've had a chance to maybe sweep a series or really build some momentum to whatever degree you believe in that, they've put out lineups oftentimes, with very rare exceptions, that have almost seemed designed to give the other team an easy day.
Well, that's why this Cardinals series brings back a nightmare. They went to St. Louis. Skeens pitched his butt off, got a standing ovation from those great fans there in St. Louis. And then they lost the next two. They got Sonny Gray in the middle game. He's been excellent. Good pickup by the Cardinals. And then the next day, Derek Shelton waved the white flag with his lineup. And I think that for a lot of fans and for me was one of the low points of their season, 80 games in, was when you had a chance, a rubber match, first series of the year against the Cardinals, a team that's been your arch nemesis and been your tormentor for so long, don't throw away a game there. And they did. And one of the things that we need to, I think, start reminding people, the longer the Pirates are in this for this year, there's no more one-game playoff in baseball.
It's a three-game thing.
No, I don't mean that. Oh. I mean in terms of ties for playoff spots.
In terms of 162 games in, yes. What do you do? Yeah,
they break the ties on head-to-head records.
Yeah. So you've got to start really going after the teams. I actually can just say teams in your division, because two out of the three teams, you know, besides the Cubs really right this second.
I'd say besides the Brewers.
Well, I was about to say the Brewers have run away and hid. They're going to win the division.
But the other three teams are technically in the wild card race. So if you finish the season tied with them, which I know is unlikely, but if it happened, they'd go by head-to-head record during the regular season. So that makes those games against the teams you're chasing, they're already super important. It makes them even more important. So you're not going to get Gray in this series. He's not pitching. Now, you don't have Skeens, but you still set up with Keller tonight and then with Jones tomorrow.
You still should feel good on paper about two of those three.
But do you ever feel good against the Cardinals? That's my dilemma with them. And I know last year they finished with a better record, and it was the first off year the Cardinals have had in like my adult life, one of the very few times they've just been a bad baseball
team.
Honestly,
they're not that far ahead of the Pirates in terms of like overall bad offense. Like, they are bottom third in most of the major categories.
Yeah, you know what they do? You know what their saving grace is? The Pirates' starting pitching, their bullpen is awesome. They've got the league leader in saves. He's blown one save the entire year.
Helsley, 30 saves already, man.
He's, I think, has 30 in a row. He blew his first save opportunity, and he's nailed down the last 30. He's tied Lee Smith's record there.
Yeah, every one of those guys in the bullpen is coming in and basically giving them big
their setup men are 1-2 and holds. So they've done, as a bullpen, they've done what we thought we were going to get from Bednar, Chapman, and Holderman this year.
Yeah, their bullpen's elite.
They're using that 2015
Shark Tank, baby.
Pirates formula. Exactly. Make it a six-inning game. Get to that bullpen with a lead.
And then we know those Cardinals are going to play great fundamental baseball that their fans politely applaud for to make sure that they don't give it away.
Hey, you can laugh at it, and I hate it too, but they just... they have a way of winning there.
They got their doors blown off. They were 12-24 and had gotten their doors completely blown off for the majority of the start of the season. They were as bad as they were terrible. And then they just ripped off a ton of wins in a row, man. Their low point was actually their 15-24. I was talking about a different team that was 12-24. The Astros are 12-24. Cardinals are 9 games under 500, Pony, after May 11th. Since May 11th, that team has gone 28-16. And it's not like you know what you see to prove your point about the bullpen? You see a couple games where they won by, you know, 5-6 runs. You see on Baseball Reference when they do that little green line, red line, you see a lot of one-run victories in here. They are winning late and close games. 1, 2,
exactly.
3, 4, that's their formula. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the wins that I just said they had gotten in that stretch 9 of them are by one
That's
run.
That's their formula. They're the opposite of us. Right now, we go into game, we get into the 7th, 8th inning, 9th inning of a game, you're afraid the Pirates are going to blow it, even if they have a 2 or 3 run lead. They get a lead and they lock it down. It's as good as gold. So that makes it even more important for your starting pitching to be good. So your starting pitcher can leave with the lead and prevent them from getting into their best relief pitchers with a lead.
It also, though, makes it so that you have to play smart baseball, which I don't feel like the Pirates have always done this
year. Not.
They've been sloppy a lot.
Let's face it. They just lost a series in Atlanta because the guy slid home like an idiot. The guy made a... Oliveras, who I was saying should be in the lineup over Sawinski.
Bad error in his slide.
What's that?
I said a bad error.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In his slide. Like, the way he slid was not good.
Yeah, Shelton even admitted that when he was on with Zeiss today.
If there's any learning lesson to it at all, I mean, Oliveras beat the ball there. It's just when he slid, his front foot was up, and you have to slide with your front foot down. It's something that, you know, we've been talking about for a while. Now, you know, sliding into second, with the way the reviews are, you have to keep your feet down. I mean, I think the other question, like looking at it now, is like, do you just run through the bag completely? Because then the pitcher's got to catch the ball and tag to, you know, almost like the play in Oakland and New York a few years ago where Jeremy Giambi ran through the strip bag. But because the pitcher's on the other side, do you just run through the bag? But overall, the play ended up not going our way, and it ended up being, you know, a determining factor in the game.
Did he just cite the Jeremy Giambi play, which happened, I think, 24 or 23 years ago, and as it just happened a couple of years back?
And I feel like he brought it up like Giambi was safe on the play.
He was out. Am I insane here? Shouldn't Oliveras have just slid head first to the outside of home plate?
Yeah, but I get the argument of him just running in there because that's how you get from point A to point B the fastest.
It's an impossible play, though, to put a tag on him if he just slides to the outside part of home plate head first.
But don't you think there's a chance if he just runs straight through that if he's beating the ball there, the catcher might just hit him with the ball? If you're thinking about the timing of it.
Yeah, and then he's safe, and then automatically
right. Safe.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a chance of that. It just, you know what, you and I could go round and round the bend on that for 5 minutes if we wanted to, just debating it. The real point here is it's just, once again, them, the Pirates, a team that does not have the luxury of being able to do things wrong and then just having it not matter because they've got so many good players, doing something like that wrong. It's a little thing.
The playoff odds suggest that the Cardinals are just in a much better spot than the Pirates. They are already in a win-loss advantage, having a 3-game lead on them. But the odds makers have the Cardinals at plus 130 to make the playoffs, so almost even money.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Pirates all the way down at plus 830. The odds makers actually believe that even though the Cubs have turned into a steaming pile of poo, and the Reds have been as inconsistent as the Pirates this year, and at the moment have an inferior record and have a losing record against the Pirates this year as well, the odds makers think that the Cardinals, Cubs, and Reds still have a better chance of making the playoffs than them.
Cubs at 27-22 on May 21st are 12-24 cents.
But what's that tell you that the odds makers think?
They think the Pirates are a smoke and mirrors outfit at best, and that they're just not very good.
I also think in there is the tacit understanding that they're probably not going to do anything to make their team that much better.
I mean, they do have big time starting pitching, so it makes me a little bit surprised that they're underselling the Pirates that much. I'm probably more surprised that the Cardinals and the Pirates have such a gulf between them because the Cardinals are not built. There have been Cardinals teams that just beat your brains in. They were good at everything. They are a team doing it the way the Pirates have sometimes done it when they've had a decent ball club. It doesn't look pretty. You get outscored for the year, but you just are really good in close games.
I want to see Cruz in the second half of the season ascend to those heights that we thought were possible when we saw flashes of him before he injured his ankle at the beginning of last year. Can he get on a run? Can he get on a roll where offensively, like we saw Reynolds do in June, where he carries the Pirates? And unlike Reynolds, who hits the occasional home run, he hit a couple of big home runs to win low-scoring games.
Hit a bunch of
them. Low-scoring games. Yeah, like go on a prodigious run where he hits, you know, 10 to 15 home runs in a month. Something ridiculous like that.
If I'm going to accept the fact, or if I'm going to accept as an argument that his ankle injury derailed him and derailed his progress and was always going to create a steeper curve to get back to square one where he needed to be this year. The second half of the season is where that should show up. This is where it should start happening. He's seen enough pitching. He's gotten himself enough reps where he should start taking advantage of what these guys are throwing.
I don't understand why the ankle would affect him as a hitter as much.
Just the timing and just reps. Just sheer reps.
So it's rust. It's not the actual ankle slowing him down. That I could see actually affecting his stolen bases and base running and
people are citing
fielding
it as rust.
Position.
Okay. People are citing it as he had too much rust. He still didn't have a ton of at-bats at the major league level relative to his expectations. All right. Well, if you think it is rust for him, now's the time you would start knocking it off.
Because of all the guys who I think could take off for them in the second half of the season who have struggled or not met expectations, and there are a lot, Hayes, Tellez, other than the last month, Sawinski, Davis if he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz is by far the guy that I think has the most...
He's the most potential. He's the most ceiling. Easily.
Yes, monster production in him.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.